Well, a very good evening to you. Welcome to Impact Radio Talk. That's with you from 6 till 6.30. My name is Khosidang Kumisa, and tonight your host is Pastors AJ and Sinead Sutton from Doxa Deo. They continue their discussion of all things marriage. Now, you've been with us maybe for the last couple of weeks, and you've been listening in. Well, tonight they're back, and they're going to continue that discussion. Good evening. It's so good to be with you guys.
Khosi, it's always lovely to be here. We are so excited about what God is doing in marriages.
Yes, it's great to be with you. And just a quick recap. So we started off the first week speaking about finding common ground in certain situations in your marriage, and especially in conflict situations, and just finding that common ground and working from there. And then we spoke about principle over preference. And we can so easily in marriage just be so focused on our own preferences that we forget about principles. And then we spoke about giving each other the benefit of the doubt and not making assumptions in our marriage. And tonight, I think, is one of the most important principles that we're going to talk about, because it has the potential to destroy marriages and not just create conflict situations, but really create resentment or in our hearts towards each other. And that's the whole thing about how do we think about the past compared to the future or the present. Because the past can so easily be our starting point from where we look at our spouse, from where we do marriage. And if the past is our reference, it's a really, really tough thing to get by. And it gives the potential to really just get a wedge between you and your spouse.
In the beginning, I made two statements. I first of all said, marriage is not a problem to be solved. It's a journey to live. I also said that there's no such thing as a perfect marriage, because there's no such thing as a perfect person. You can like your spouse. Your spouse can be almost close to perfection, but not quite yet. So when I use these two statements, I always see this picture of two people going on a trail walk somewhere in nature, and they have these backpacks, and as they walk, they pick up certain things to put in their backpacks. They pick up certain rocks or flowers, and they fill their backpacks up. Now, that's exactly the analysis I want to use when I think about present versus past. When we journey through marriage, there are things that are gonna happen that has the potential to bring hurt, to bring pain, to bring disappointment, because of the fact that it's two imperfect people doing a journey of life together. And we have the choice what we are packing into our backpacks. See, the reality is that there are some marriages that has gone through trauma or has gone through great pain or great disappointment, and that's the reality, that's a fact. But on the other hand, the reality and the fact is also that we're going to continue to journey together. And for us to journey together with a light heart, with excitement for the future, with a wholeness towards each other and a wholeness in the unity we share together in Christ, we need to look at the word forgiveness. Because for us to move forward and to look at the past as something that developed our character and maybe moved our relationship with God into a deeper intimacy through what we had to go through, we also have to look at our spouse and say there has to be an area of forgiveness. Because before we acknowledge the forgiveness, acknowledge what happened in the past and acknowledge that there has to be forgiveness, we cannot move forward, and our backpacks get heavy and it gets loaded with unnecessary memories, thoughts. And like you said, AJ, it has the potential not to create this wedge, but also create resentment towards each other.
Yes, I think one of the things that can help us with regards to this is the two principles or two words: what is true and what is truth. Because what is true in your marriage is that your spouse maybe they have hurt you in the past. And what is true is that you're going through certain things. And what is true is there's external circumstances playing a role in your marriage. But that's not the truth over your marriage. And if we can focus on that and saying, listen, the truth over our marriage is that God has put us together and that He has plans for us, plans to prosper. Our marriage must be a place, or his idea, his heart for our marriage. The truth of our marriage is that it's a space where our children can flourish, where we can flourish and become so much more than we could ever imagine.
Yes, while you're saying this, I could just remember the longer me and AJ were married, I realized the potential for keeping stuff in my heart towards him got bigger, because many times when we get hurt, many times when we hold on to the past, it's out of the experience we've lived in. And sometimes it's small things, but sometimes it's big things. And I think the challenge that I wanna put on your heart tonight is to just take a moment and acknowledge what are the things that happened in the past between you and your spouse that you know you've moved on. You're going through the motions. You're living life. You're still married, but you haven't let go of those things. It's still so real in your heart. And when you are dealing with your spouse, it's more often out of a place of that experience that happened in the past. I love the Word of God. I think the Word of God is always, like AJ said, it brings the truth over our lives. So what may be true is that you did get hurt, and what may be true is that your marriage is not probably at a fantastic space, or what might be true is that you are struggling to communicate or find each other or to reconnect. But the truth over your marriage is, like AJ said, God wants you to live in a wholeness and in a unity. And I love it when Isaiah 43 verse 18 said, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." And when I read this verse, there's something that is present and past, old and new, that's playing off against each other. And I think the beauty of this challenge that we are placing out there is to say that let go of the old things. We do not expect you to get amnesia. We know it's not, you can't just forget stuff, but to let it go, to open your heart and to allow God to bring healing into your heart and to say, I'm letting go of these old, these former, these past things, and I'm allowing God to step into my space and reveal new things to me, allowing Him to look forward with a mindset of that I have forgiven my spouse, and I want to move forward, because our common goal is to stay together and to have a whole and healthy marriage.
Yes, and sometimes it's us, or it's myself deciding, listen, even if there wasn't even a sorry from my spouse's side, I'm still going to choose to forgive. And that's many times, that's the difficult part. And so many times we find ourselves, and it links to last week's theme of just making no assumptions, is that we feel offended by something, and the other person doesn't even know that they have offended us. And that has the potential to just incubate in our hearts and become such a massive thing. And it's one thing to let go when, look, this, I mean, it's probably rings a bell when I say, listen, I'll forgive them when they say sorry. I'm expecting them to say sorry, and then I'll forgive them. But sometimes it's or most of the times, it has to get to a place where even if I don't get the sorry, that I'm going to let go of the past and I'm going to forgive. Because here's the thing is they can't do anything about the past. What is done is done. I mean, they don't. They can't miraculously go back in time and undo it. It's done. And if we can get to a place, say, okay, great, listen, what's done is done. We are here at this stage, right at this present moment. And this is what we're struggling with. How are we going to move forwards? And the thing is, the only thing the enemy has over you is your past. Because your future is in God's hands.
And your present.
And your present. And your marriage is in God's hands. He only has the past. And if he can get us to focus so much on the past, then we stop living. We stop being intentional with our marriages. We stop looking at our spouse in a way that God intended for us to look at them. And if that's why I think it's one of the crucial principles God gave his disciples is, listen, I don't want you to just forgive once or twice or 10 times, but 7 times, 70 times per day, forgive. Because unforgiveness has the potential to grow in our hearts and destroy our marriages piece by piece. And I know some of you are there and you're saying, listen, you have no idea how I got hurt or the sadness that's in my heart. And I do understand that we don't know that. We don't know what you're going through. We don't know the hurt, the sorrow. But here's the thing, the Word of God teaches us that God knows it. He knows exactly what you're going through, what you went through. And his purpose in our lives is always to not just replace a broken heart, but to give us more, to renew abundance. That I will make all things new. And even if your marriage is looking ruined at the moment, God can turn ruins into something glorious and your mourning into dancing.
Yes, when we spoke about preference versus principle, I think it's such an important thing to make forgiveness a principle in marriages. Mm. To say we are a couple that forgives. I can remember in the beginning of our marriage, I used to ask AJ when I felt offended or when I got upset with him. I used to ask him, "Do you want to apologize now?" Leading him into a place where I could get a sorry. But the thing is, we should tell ourselves, like AJ said, even if I never get that sorry, I'm going to choose forgiveness. I think the more effective question is, do I want to forgive my spouse? Do I want to forgive? Do I want to move forward? Because the thing is, we cannot continue walking with heavy backpacks that's filled with rejection, disappointment, deceit, lies, hurt. That's not part of a whole marriage. You need to unpack this backpack and say, for our journey ahead, for the future, for the present, I'm going to travel light. And to travel light in the marriage is also, it's something that we have to make a principle to say, yes, I'm not going to carry stuff with me. I'm going to have a discussion and I'm going to choose forgiveness, because just like my spouse is not perfect, I'm not perfect. And we are on a journey. We are still growing. We are working towards things. We are moving towards things that God has planned for us and God has intended for us. But like AJ said, when the enemy can keep us at a place where we are dwell in the past, where we are stuck in the past, there's no movement and we are not moving forward. We are not experiencing God's fullness. And I think it's so sad. So don't you just want to put your backpack, your invisible backpack in front of you, and start unpacking the things of your marriage? Keep the precious memories, the memories that you have together that has brought light and love and growth. But choose to take out the things that's making your backpack heavy, that's making your marriage heavy, that's making this journey unbearable. And choose forgiveness. Choose forgiveness to be a foundation, a principle in your marriage to move forward and to experience what God has already planned for you and what He wants you to move towards.
Yes, and may God lead you with regards to how you do that. Because, look, there's one thing unpacking the backpack and calling your spouse and exactly telling them what you are unpacking at the moment. You know, it's that old, I'm using forgiveness to tell him exactly what he did wrong or what I feel about him or her. I think there's certain things that you need to unpack by yourself.
Yes.
And make that a thing in your own heart. And then if there's something massive that you want to proclaim over your marriage or go to your spouse and say, listen, this one thing that's been with us and we've been carrying it throughout the most of our marriage, I just want to say, I decided to forgive you and I want to move on from here on forwards. Look, you're not, as Sunay said, you're still going to remember it. But it's in that moment of remembrance, remembering the pain, remembering what they did. If we can settle that in our hearts, because it's in that moment that we decide. And Andy Stanley has a great principle when he comes to forgiveness. He says, deciding that the other person doesn't owe you anymore. And when those memories come back and when the enemy wants to come with his lies, you can say, listen, I've decided that my spouse doesn't owe me anything. He doesn't owe me anymore. And work from there. And then we can get to a place where even if the memories come, then we can go on looking forwards and trusting God that He will do the impossible, what might seem as impossible, and he can renew our hearts towards each other as well. And from there, we can live a marriage that's not only just surviving, but that we are thriving.
Yeah, I think there's this quote that yesterday is gone, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a present. It's a gift. And don't you just want to live in that gift or focusing on where you are now in your marriage and just being in the moment of now with a heart full of forgiveness and the will to move forward and travel light.
Yes, and I want to proclaim over your marriage that the best is yet to come. And I'm going to pray for us. And maybe you're sitting there and you have lost hope in your marriage, or there's something that's just so heavy on your heart and you just can't let it go. Maybe tonight is the night that you give it to God and you let it go, knowing that your future and your marriage's future is in God's hands. Yes, Father, thank you. Thank you for our marriages. Thank you for your grace, God, and that we have the opportunity to love each other as you have loved us, Father. And that same forgiveness that we know there's nothing that we can do that can make you love us less, God. May that same mindset be in our marriages, Father. I want to pray for every person that's holding on to stuff in the past that's slowly but surely eating up every bit of their marriage, Father, that you will give them the courage to let it go and that they will know that you will take up that space and you will make something glorious out of that which seemed ruined, Father. Mm. Thank you for every testimony, for every marriage, Lord, that will flourish because we decided to forgive no matter what. Amen.
Amen.